Well, that's if the manager is Mahatma Gandhi. That's what you're talking about, right?
No.
No, we don't have that situation, do we?
I'm not talking. I don't think the management has to be Mahatma Gandhi in order to make the systems work.
No, but I mean, if it's too easy for a management to get too much control, if it's a majority of the LSB is just pro manager, and
Wesley, I'll just speak to that.
Yeah, and at the beginning, the original plan of the KPFT program council was half staff, elected by staff, and half by LSB. But it changed real quick before it even got implemented. And, that was like day shows, night shows, and that was even in consideration. Music shows, public affairs shows actually got out, when it was presented. The night shows lost out. They didn't get a special selection themselves. But that was good. That sounded great. I didn't know that even existed, that plan, but it never was implemented. Okay, I'm sorry.
Wesley, all the stack, please.
I thought Michael asked first, Wesley, but
that's right.
Could be
Wesley. Wesley hasn't spoken for a while. Go ahead.
No,
go ahead, Wesley.
Okay, go ahead, Michael.
Okay, I was going to say, I think that the voting should be STV and all of it. In other words, the staff voting, paid and unpaid, should be STV, and the LSB voting should be STV, so that even if you have a majority of one position, you're going to have some minority representation.
What does that mean? Staff is STV.
STV is how we're elected. It's a single transferable vote. So essentially, it guarantees that it's not strictly majority rule. You get some minority representation.
I see. Okay. STV.
Wesley?
Well, that's just exactly what I was going to say. There's minority representation. That's the way democracy works.
Please specify minority. Gender? Color?
You said that, a certain small number of, in the major bunch or status quo, and there's only a few dissenters, this takes care of it. I think this handles your question, doesn't it? That's the way it is. That's the way it is.
Minority here is in terms of position, perspective on the questions, not the racial or ethnic minority or gender issues, but it's about if the majority of the board has one opinion, but this minority on the board has different opinion, the minority will get some representation if, SUV voting.
Right. So, it seems like there's a consensus that we want certainly the staff elected. Sounds like we would like the LSB choices to be also made somehow by STV voting, which shouldn't be too hard. And as far as the listeners are concerned, since that's sort of to be by agreement between management and that's more like a jury selection process. So each one sort of puts up some candidates and the others say yes or no. And I guess in that way too, you could have a list selected by STV for, that you could poll the LSB for their choices, get a list, and management could go down and, it would start at the top and say, oh well, okay, the first three aren't acceptable, but the next three are or whatever, and that would work. I mean, that would be. Other things as well. I don't know that that's the only way to select the listeners. Jury selection isn't quite like that. It's more you interview a bunch of people and you decide sort of jointly who is mutually acceptable. I don't think we should be too specific. I do think it, since it's clear that we want to suggest that the staff is elected, that we say that. As far as the composition is concerned, Benito, you were the are you okay with the present sort of division where the LSB winds up deciding, and Michael also, you felt that you should only have a third. Are you okay with the present division where the LSB decides ultimately what the division is going to be? I mean,
yeah, I think your point that we should leave it. I don't want to use the word vague, but I don't know what other word to use. We have to provide flexibility, and so I don't see where there's. I'm okay with this idea as a compromise.
Okay.
It's not exactly what I want, but I think that this proposal, the way we've worked it out, encompasses the elements that, you know, that all of us have been pushing.
Oh, hi, this is
Marie.
Can I be put on the stack?
Was that Margie?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, welcome back. Yes, you're it.
I was on the freeway, so I didn't get in the conversation. But I want to bring up something that I have had on my mind with in terms of staff election.
Okay.
We have in our situation several programmers who have a very large unpaid staff. We have other programmers that have a very small staff, and even some of the programmers with a small staff sometimes run more guests and have, how can I say this the right way? They actually have people that I think some programmers have padded their staff with a lot of people that I don't see really doing a lot of work. You can follow that. So I was wondering if there was a way maybe that you could look at all the time blocks and make it equitable in terms of voting. Like, I don't know exactly how you would do it, but it's not equitable right now. So I think you have people with unpaid staff that have greater input than perhaps they really should have, but I think they should definitely have input. So I think that's a whole other area and a concern of mine. I mean, the other thing that someone, I think Michael brought up, is I find that our LSB right now is tasked with a lot of things to do. So I do think Michael's one of the more hardworking people at KPFK. Maybe it would get more of the LSB involved. I'm also thinking that over because we do have, like most boards, I think what I call the worker bees, you know, which Michael is definitely one of our top worker bees. So right now, our staff has a lot to do. We're catching up from having not had a general manager in a long time. So I think maybe things will pick up for us. But I think for some of the stations, it will be hard if they're in any kind of situation where they have trying to meet budget or, you know, I'm not sure in terms of with the LSB, how much work is it going to entail? In other words, how often are we going to have these people meet? And with Los Angeles being such a large geographic area, I'd like to see perhaps we have a lot of downtown LA, general LA area represented, but we don't have a lot of our outlying areas represented at all, like Santa Barbara, Ventura, you know, up in Sonoma. We have a lot of Long Beach, East LA, which is good. But then also we have to make sure that perhaps maybe these committees don't have to drive a great distance, or do you understand where I'm going with this? I mean, to have two representatives, I think you would also want to have geographical representation.
Anyone want to speak to that?
I know I put a number of questions out there, so I'll just...
This is Alex. I just returned to the call. What are we talking about now?
Well, we had kind of come to a consensus about the composition of the program council, which would be that one third would be elected from the staff, both volunteer and paid, by some STV process. That one third would be from the listeners, who would be jointly approved by management and the LSB, kind of a jury selection process. And one third would come from the LSB, presumably also by some kind of STV process. Margie was talking also about sort of the last part was about some sort of geographical representation.
Elections, you have to let these states, do we know how often we expect them to meet and how many hours they should work putting into this per month or whatever? I mean,
could you explain what you mean by geographical selection? I don't understand that.
We have, for example, issues that are important to Topanga Canyon people are different than our East LA are different than Orange County or different than Santa Barbara, if you can follow what I'm saying. I think it's hard for people in our very extreme outlying areas to make it into the studio. I mean, how are we going to facilitate these people? And I think what would be nice is for maybe us to discuss how often we see these groups meeting. How often would they be going into the program director or manager to speak with them? And, you know, I think if I was asking one of my friends or a political person I know or, you know, an activist who loves radio to run, I think one of the first things they would want to know is, how often is it going to be? You know, and I find that with KPFK, a lot of our volunteer things aren't very well defined in terms of your expectation of the volunteer. So I guess what I'd like to put on the table is that. What's your expectation? Do they meet once a month? Do they meet quarterly? Do they meet, you know, those are things.
Can I take that?
Well, you could, one thing I could say about that, you could decide to have meetings by teleconference instead of in person to accommodate people who have long commutes. I don't see any reason why. The only reason you may not be able to is if it's one of those kind of committees that, according to our bylaws, has to meet in public. But this is not one of those kind of committees, as far as I know.
Okay.
Well, there is a statement at the end of this that they will be in public when possible. But what I hear you saying, Margie, is it would be useful to sort of, in terms of letting people know what they're getting into, to put something down as to our expectations for this. My own feeling is that we ought to leave that to the stations. That this is something that has to go through the PNB, and I don't think we can be too specific about it, and I think probably the need is going to be different at different places. So I would be inclined to just let that float. And let the stations do what they needed about that.
Michael Nova, can I get on the sec?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, Benito too.
Nancy too.
Okay, Michael, Benito, and Nancy.
Realistically, I think it is a big time commitment. That's what I was trying to say earlier. I'm not sure if Margie was on at the time. When I was on the interim program council, we met every once a month, and then in between the meetings, people were listening to programming and evaluating it. So it's a big commitment if you're going to take it seriously. I wanted to speak to Margie's first point about the representation from the staff. Again, this is in terms of what we had on that interim program council. It was not, people voted separately in their constituency. So I think we actually had it set up that there were two paid staff, two unpaid staff, and two representatives of the collectives, which is a mechanism that existed at that time fairly widely in the station. I don't think it's true anymore. But
okay.
It wasn't based on it wasn't like numerically representational in terms of the total number of people in any of those groups. It was just arbitrary.
Mm-hmm.
Sure that there was some to be continuous in each constituency. If you have, again, because of STV voting, you might have two different points of view from the paid staff, mm-hmm. from the unpaid staff. So, you know, I think it would not the question of how many, you know, if there are 200 volunteers working in one show versus, you know, two paid staffers and another. We're just saying the paid staff gets two seats, the unpaid staff gets two seats.
Okay.
Whatever number you come up with. The other comment I want to make was about the overall size. I think if you get above 12, actually, on a body like this, you're approaching diminishing returns.
Mm-hmm.
So if there were like four, that would be that. You'd max out at that point.
Benito? I have a question.
No.
You know, you said a committee.
You're next, Nancy. Benito?
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, well, I was just going to say, first of all, with regard to the geographic representation issue, I think George is absolutely right. You know, we ought to leave that to each station, and maybe they themselves can set up, if they feel the need, they could set up some kind of guidelines in terms of representation, but yeah, we can't get into all that. The other thing I had to say is that, and I think this is something Michael was touching on. So I think part of our proposal, I think we have a consensus now, but I think that the proposal needs to speak to exactly what the role and function of this program council is going to be. And I would just throw out there, it needs to speak to the difference between the roles of the program council and the LSB's programming committee. And I know this is something that I'm new to the committee, so I'm not too good with names, but I think it was the PD from New York, Bernard, somebody was speaking to this, Bernard White?
Yeah.
Okay, so I think that he was speaking to this last time, and I don't remember or didn't really, I didn't really understand what he was proposing, but the point, my point for now is that we need to differentiate and define. Maybe part of this proposal should end up also laying out what the role, since we're laying out the role of the program council, we need to lay out the role of the programming committee.
I'd like to speak to that. Well, Nancy's on next, and then Alex.
Oh, I pass. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, good, Alex.
Okay, just to summarize, we had a discussion when Bernard was on the call. I don't remember when it was. And my interpretation of what he was getting is that the programming committee is supposed to come up with sort of policy issues and suggest that to the program director, and then the program director will work with the program council to implement that. So in his view, from what I gather, the program council is kind of like an executive committee of the program director. That's not the way... it's certainly not the kind of program council that we've been discussing tonight. In addition, as far as the programming committee, if my view is if we establish program councils, I don't think we need program committees. I think it's kind of a redundant thing, and it's not as if we're overwhelmed by people who want to volunteer their time to all the different committees we have. So I think we're either going to have one or the other. If we can establish program councils, we might as well just get rid of these program committees, as I see. I don't think they serve any useful purpose, frankly.
Let me respond to both comments. The next section of the sort of trial document that I sent out speaks to the question of what will the program council do. And I'm kind of with Alex on this one. I think it's the LSB can make policy however it wants to. Well, let me read it again because this defines the role of the program council. The program council shall serve to provide a collaborative nexus between the board and the management of the station, for the purpose of implementing programming policies determined by the LSB and or PMB. Specifically, they shall have the power to review programs, recommend changes to schedules, vet new programs, and provide for adjudication of issues arising between volunteer programmers and management. They will set their own agenda in these regards. So,
George, can you repeat that, please?
Yeah. The program council shall serve to provide a collaborative nexus between the board and the management of the station for the purpose of implementing programming policies determined by the LSB and or the PNB. Specifically, they shall have the power to review programs, recommend changes to schedules, vet new programs, and provide for adjudication of issues arising between volunteer programmers and management. They will set their own agendas in these regards. So that was sort of my take on what I saw this doing, and the word nexus in there is important. It's sort of the place where the sort of collaborative effort about how we're going to shape programming is supposed to happen, and it does have a separation of policy from execution, which was kind of reminiscent of what Bernard had in mind, but. It's really the policy of the whole LSB, and it doesn't matter really how they come to that policy. It's the question for me is how to give those policy recommendations some force in management, and then I see this program council as a vehicle for doing that.
Question whenever.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, so you're proposing there. The role of the program council, which I like, by the way, I think what I hear you saying is if the LSB is responsible for policy, then each LSB, it's up to them how they want to do that. If they want to have a programming committee, fine, and if they want to do it some other way, that's their business.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Any other comments about this part?
Michael Lovick?
Yeah, Michael, go ahead.
Yeah, I had a couple of comments. I agree with that general point. I think that is the case now. Two things. One is that we did have concurrently the Program Oversight Committee, is what it's called in L.A., and the Interprogram Council, and one of the roles it served was intervening where there was a disagreement between management and that program council. So that might be one possible area. I do want to emphasize that the work of a program council, if it's taken seriously, is a lot of nitty-gritty work in terms of actually evaluating actual programming, making concrete suggestions about how to improve that programming, et cetera, et cetera, vetting, proposals that come in for new programming and trying to figure out ways to accommodate that and so on. It's a lot of time-consuming work that is beyond just policymaking. I think two things I wanted to add to what you're saying, and one is the general thing. To me, the important role of a program council, although I hear what you're saying about the nexus between management and the LSB, the other piece of it is really engaging the membership at large, both the listeners and the staff, in that sort of deeper evaluation of programming as a whole and where it should move to, and the idea of refreshing the programming. And I think a lot of people tend to lock into the programs that they like or programs that they make without thought to the larger mix. So I think one of the points that Bernard was trying to make, Bernard White, last time was about the fact that by the time any committee, whether it was a management committee, LSB committee, got up to speed on some of the issues, they would be gone. So I think three important things. One is I think we should set a term for the program council, which I think my suggestion would be 2 years. Second, I think we should require the program director to do an in-service for that program council at the beginning of its tenure about the general issues of programming that I can assure you there's a lot to look at when you're trying to think about the grid as a whole and how programming works that people need to be brought up to speed on by someone who's actually a paid professional in that area. And then three, I think in terms of talking about the mandate of the program council, we should incorporate this idea that the program council is there to help disseminate the thinking and collective thinking. It's like a back and forth process with the listeners and with the staff about the totality of the program.
Let me just speak to, there's a piece later on where I talk about if the, and I totally agree with you that that's an important, that this last is an important, I agree with the other parts too, actually, but that the somehow engaging the listenership in a political dialogue about what should be on the air is important. And the it seemed to me that in cases where there was disagreement between the program council and the program director had to come back, and I think this was part of your proposal earlier also, had to come back and justify what he was doing and defend it. That would be a great place to have public meetings, hearing that discussion, and provide the vehicle for what you were suggesting to happen. I also think we should probably put in a term of 2 years. Again, if people want to make it 3 years, all right. But let me just let other people respond to your suggestion. I mean, 2 years sounds about right to me, and you could stagger them so that there were, not everybody was new all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then the suggestion about the PD doing an in-service, I would think that would be, that's sort of surely a good idea. I don't know whether I want to make that specific.
George, could you explain what that? I don't know what that word means.
Oh, in service?
Yeah.
Oh, this is the thing.
I'm sorry, I'm a teacher. It's a work
that?
And teacher training.
It's a teacher's thing, exactly.
It's a work from teacher training. Basically, the idea is it's a work from teacher training, so I'm sorry to use it. I'm a just retired teacher.
No,
it's the idea is you want to bring people up to speed on what the overall requirements of putting together a grid are. Because a lot of people come into this with an axe to grind about one particular show they want off the air, one particular show they want on the air, and the program directors and the management in general look at the programming in a much different way. They look at the totality of the sound and how things flow and how to create a mix, et cetera, et cetera. So the idea is that people chosen this committee would start out with a presentation from the program director about what goes into putting together a program grid, which I'm talking about.
Okay, so it's sort of like a workshop or training. So you're saying it's like a training or a workshop.
Yeah, it's an initial training session so that everybody's kind of on the same page about the technical matters involved.
That makes a lot of sense.
This is just for the program director, right?
For the program director to do with the incoming members of such a program council, so that the program director feels confident that the program council understands what the program director is grappling with. From
so it's the all members of the program council then would do an in-service,
we'd get that
training.
Yeah, a training session.
Point of personal privilege, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I just want to say that you guys are geniuses. I think we could actually, if we do this line by line, could actually bring something to the BNB to be approved at our next meeting.
I think we are close. That's
okay,
not really a point of personal privilege, but it doesn't matter.
I think we could polish it up like, so things don't just go on in one particular station without some kind of oversight. I mean, we have to produce results and show that we're producing results. So some kind of report back to the either PNB or National Programming Committee or somehow where things, dirty things or don't pile up in one place or just, I don't know what I'm saying. I just don't want to have like we've had before. Just things stay in one place and boil over, and nothing. It's just hopeless. I mean, if we all looking at each other's a little bit, wouldn't that help? and learn from each other.
Right.
Well, I think that's another reason.
I have a caveat too.
I'm sorry. Let me say
go ahead, Mike.
I think that's a reason for leaving some flexibility in it for different stations to do, you know, what makes more sense to them, and we can possibly, after a year or two, share the experience and maybe converge on something that works for everybody. But even if we don't, you know, take pieces from each other and so on. My suggestion is that I will replace the statement about the composition of the committee shall consist of 50%. I'll rewrite that with Wesley's assistance in accord with what we sort of settled on, what we did settle on for how to get people onto this board. I don't hear any objection to the next paragraph, which I had just read about the duties of the program council. Are there things one would want to add to that? I can add something also about a term and you know, procedures such as an in-service. And is there any objection? Well, let me do it in pieces then.
Yeah, why don't you just read it again?
Okay, let me read it again and see if there are things you want to add or take out. The program council shall serve to provide a collaborative nexus between the board and the management of the station for the purpose of implementing program policies determined by the LSB and or PNB. Specifically, they shall have the power to review programs, recommend changes to schedules, vet new programs, and provide for adjudication of issues arising between volunteer programmers and management. They will set their own agendas in these regards.
Michael Lovick.
A question.
Michael then Benito.
Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, so, I reiterate what I said before. I feel like that focuses the question of the program council too much internally on the adjudication, whatever it was, the nexus between the management and the LSB. To me, the major purpose of the program council is actually to air the whole question of the programming out among the constituencies, the listener members and the staff members, both to get staff members to think about the broader questions and to get the listeners to think about what's on, what's not on, what should be on. So I don't mind what you formulated, but I think that in the definition of what its purpose is, it has to be as a mechanism for engaging the membership in a broader discussion about the programming. I want to say one other caveat on the earlier point, the personal privilege. I don't think anybody on this call is a staff member. Is that right?
No, I'm a volunteer.
Yeah. George is a staff.
I'm
He's a programmer. He has his own show. It's called Thresholds, Thursday
right.
morning early.
All right. Well, so that's one. But I guess I'm reluctant to move rapidly to the PNB just on our discussion. I'd like to have some chance to air it with our...
Well, that's my feeling also. So my sense is that I'll incorporate what I've heard tonight and produce another draft for the next meeting, and we should have further conversations about that. I am pleased with the draft you're making, however.
Just one point about that. This committee's life terms out at the end of the year.
Yes.
as does the PNB.
I think it
would be good if whatever we come up with, to get that on the PNB agenda before the year is over.
When's the next in-person PNB meeting? Or when is the next PNB meeting?
There isn't any.
I think the next in-person one is in LA in January.
Yeah,
okay,
that'll be the new PNB.
And how far from now is the next?
We could probably carry over this item into the new PNB, but there's no guarantee, by the way.
Okay, so how about if I schedule another meeting within as short a period of time as possible, like next week? Would that be all right?
Sounds good.
That's good.
Okay, good. We'll book it for Friday of next week.
Can I just ask a question before we leave?
Yes. Go ahead, Benito.
I just wanted to be clear. I didn't understand the wording that speaks to policy by the determination of policy by the LSB?
Yes.
Well, I guess my question would be, what policy on what kind of policies on programming policies?
Well,
or what is referred to rather?
Really, any policies that reflect on what the programming ought to be. So it could be things like we need more talk radio. We need more. Well, we had one a while back, which was more specific. We need to put on music in drive time instead of this. We never did this, but instead of talk. I mean, those are kind of policy things that directly affect the grid, and that's kind of the kind of thing. We had another one, which was Democracy Now should be on at 7.
Let's take a vote on that.
Rather than 9. I mean, it had to do with where do you put the shows that you value the most, or that you think will make you the most money, or by some criterion, how do you choose amongst where you put them? So those are the kind of programming policies.
Okay, I didn't realize. First of all, I didn't realize that was policy. But number two, that raises a larger issue for me. I would ask, I don't understand, I guess, maybe, why is the LSB getting into those kind? I don't understand why the LSB is getting into those kind of issues, because it would seem to me that those are issues that a professional needs to deal with. And the LSB is going to take a vote on what time Democracy Now! Will come on?
It did.
Yeah, but I mean, I think
I'm
asking the question, what is the LSB doing getting involved in issues of that nature when that is something that a professional needs to deal with in terms of what works in terms of radio and what don't work? This is not, I don't know, I'm just asking the question.
Well, I think it's in that gray area where, and that was certainly isn't the only example of what policy decisions are, where, maybe it isn't just a professional decision, it's also a political decision.
I understand
that people hear Democracy Now! As compared to hear what we had on, in fact, at that time, which was a music show at 7 a.m. Well, you might feel very strongly about that this is something really urgent for, what your sense of what the future ought to be like and how the political process works, that we should be doing this. And I think that's what people did feel.
Nancy on the stack, please.
Okay, I heard somebody else too before that.
Michael
off on the stack. After Nancy is fine.
And then there are other things anyway, it's to have those discussions, I mean, that really, really what I see is provided by the program council. Michael, go ahead.
Okay.
Well, I agree with Benito, that when to air Democracy Now! Is not a policy. I don't think that, I think that might be something that the program council would take up, having been, like I say, sort of given some training on the general question of the professional radio decision-making. To me, the policy, for example, the PNB did have a policy that the stations should air sort of commemorative programming on significant historical dates. So that, you'd have something on the anniversary of the Triangle Shirtwaist Fire, or, Mexican Independence Day, or like that. Those are policies. They're not specifically what's going to go on the grid at what time.
Okay, that's helpful. I can understand that.
Nancy.
Okay. At KPFT, we have BBC at 7 a.m., and we pay, according to the last manager's report, something like $37,000 a year for This American Life and BBC from PRI. We pay them that. Now, the donations that we get in from last year, we're losing. We're not even making small change anymore. And so it would seem to a lot of the LSB people that why are we having a show that we're losing? We're not making enough donations to cover the cost of it. And then we have Democracy Now, which is our big, big donation, number one donation gatherer. Why don't we put that show, which we feel is so newsworthy, at the primetime, precious 7 a.m. drive time? This is what's going on at KPFT. And BBC is maybe there's a love affair with the manager and BBC because he has 5-minute highlights on almost every hour of the 24-hour time of BBC highlights. And actually, we had for a short time moved BBC, Democracy Now from 9 a.m. was moved to 7 a.m.
Nancy, I don't want to argue the whole BBC thing here. I think the point. The point raised by Benito, I think, was responded to, and so we should stay focused on creating this program council motion,
yeah.
And we don't have to argue that part. So if it's okay, I will schedule. I haven't actually checked to see whether next week is available.
Okay, wait a minute, Margie, you said you work on Fridays, is that right? And you're driving?
Yeah, is there any chance we can do it another day of the week?
I'm about to look.
Thanks.
That'd be great with me.
I'm in the evening, so awfully tough for me.
Just a minute.
Next Friday evening, I know I won't be able to make it hand.
Oh, I can't do it that day. The only thing available.
How about a quick meeting on a Saturday, the 5th?
Well, the Saturdays are available, actually.
Can we do it in the morning?
This is a huge day.
I won't be able to be at a Saturday meeting. So.
November 5th is a huge day of actions around the Occupy movement and move your money from the banks and demonstrations. It's probably not a good day.
Sunday morning?
I'm okay with that.
Okay, I have the same problem on Sunday.
Well, it's dangerous for Margie to be driving and doing a meeting.
Let me try to organize the day. Let people speak.
Okay, please.
There's a Monday. I can't make it on that Monday. And then there's the 11th, which is a Friday. And everything else is blocked out for the next 2 weeks.
Well, the majority of the group does Friday, I guess, come on, but I can't come on, I know, for more than a half an hour because I'm supposed to be doing a painting demonstration.
What day are you saying, George?
November 11th.
Okay,
Margie, is there a better time?
I can't make
Friday?
It that day either.
You can't.
No.
I can't believe the committee can meet on Friday evenings. You know, that just doesn't seem fair to me. I mean, most committees, they alternate one day to another day. So if it was like every other Friday, I could deal with that possibly.
There's a Wednesday the 16th.
Michael, do we have a board meeting? I don't know. I think.
Audit committee is on the 16th.
Okay, can everybody do Wednesday the 16th?
There's an audit committee. Wesley and I are on the audit.
There's nothing scheduled yet, but I can't make it the 16th.
Okay.
Yes, and it would be better if we did it before the full PNB meeting, which is the 10th.
It sure would be.
10th of November?
Well, why don't you then all meet on that Friday? And I'll just have to come on for 5 or 10 minutes.
Well, we appreciate you, Margie. Are you in agreement? You can communicate with us via email. After George draws up the draft. And
are we talking about the 4th? Friday the 4th?
Yeah, that'd be fine, guys.
Friday the 4th is a personnel committee meeting. You know, there are these rules about about not having two meetings on the same day. But basically, if nobody's involved in the other committee meeting, it really doesn't matter. It's a little bit of a strain for
George,
John.
You might want to take into consideration. I don't know if you have to calibrate so closely to when the P&B is meeting, because this year it's been very, very difficult for the P&B to get to any of the committee reports. We've had a real slowdown in the way things are moving on the P&B, just for your information. So even if you can do this before the P&B's meeting, there's no guarantee we actually get to that point on the agenda.
Sure.
Right.
How about the 17th? Is that okay, 17th Thursday night?
There's a coordinating committee meeting then, which is a small committee.
Well, who's in coordinating in this group?
Oh, I think that's a day of national actions around Rebuild the Dream.
Oh. Okay, never mind.
How about if we try? I've been just taking days when there's no other committee meeting happening.
Is anybody in the finance?
I'm sorry, George.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I'm trying to organize this.
I'm sorry.
There are lots of other days if we don't worry about that. So, for instance, Thursday the 3rd is a development committee meeting. Is anybody on the development committee?
Use that, because I think the development, that's not really a committee, so it doesn't have to be screened.
Oh, is that right? That's even better.
Yeah, it's a task force or something. It's not an official.
Oh, excellent.
Committee.
So how about the 3rd, Thursday? Is anybody not make Thursday?
I have a management selection review committee meeting that night. Well, I mean,
I don't want to be one person to hold up the work of the committee, so.
No, it's not just that. Okay, what if you have an accident, you hurt somebody, or you get hurt, and we're all going to feel guilty. I mean,
let's see if we can find a date. Let's see if we can find a date when everybody can make it. So, how about on the governance committee is certainly really streamed. The full PMV is really streamed. How about Tuesday the 8th? Anybody on the governance committee?
Me. I'm co-chair.
Okay.
Well, I'm on the national governance committee. Are you? You're not on that, are you, Nancy?
Yeah, I'm co-chair.
Oh, my apologies.
The personnel committee, is anybody on the personnel? That is actually a Friday. Is anybody on the personnel committee?
That's not. Personnel committee meetings are not streamed, and it's only P&B members on that.
Oh, right. That's great. And you aren't.
I'm not on it.
How about? I'm sorry, Marjorie, but it sounds like we're going to have to take up your offer. How about Friday the 4th?
Okay, guys, I'll try to hop on for a few minutes if I'm available to. I'm not sure I will be, but.
And you'll have the. I'll get you the revised thing for at least a few days before, and you can.
Okay,
you can put your comments in writing, and we'll consider them anyway.
Margie, what is the best time for you Friday night?
Friday night really bad for artists, because I have to go to openings. I have to give a demo this month, and I have to get some stuff. I have a couple galleries that are expecting me to show up. So it's really kind of a bad situation for me Friday evenings.
So the
you
whole
know?
Evening? But like right now you're available, right?
Right. But I wasn't available really when the meeting started. I snuck out of a class, and, you know, it puts me in a kind of a bad light. So I don't want to do that too often.
How about the coordinating?
It sounds like the best we can do in order to get this done reasonably soon is.
I understand the predicament you're in, trying to get this all resolved before the next group comes in.
Sorry, is there any time on that Sunday that would work? Sunday the 6th?
I'm okay. Daylight saving time. We save an hour, don't we?
Alex, did you had an objection to Sunday?
Oh, Alex, maybe.
I said there was an objection to Sunday morning. What about later in the day?
Or evening, even.
Is Alex okay with Sunday morning?
No, I don't think he was.
Oh.
Guys, why don't
Alex,
you go ahead
still there.
And
Alex is not still there.
You know, if you send me the stuff in writing, that'd be fine. Why don't you do that? I'll try to get on in the beginning of it, but then I'll have to cut out.
Okay.
Okay. Well, let's just speak in the beginning.
Okay. So I hear then that we're going to go with Friday the 4th. And I'll get this out as soon as I can.
Sounds great. Gotta go, guys.
And anything else?
Yes. Yes, I have something else. Michael, when you put all our names on the listserv, maybe you didn't put Benito's name on it, his email. So
I do the listserv. And,
oh,
and
you
Benito,
did the listserv.
And Benito got an invitation to join, so I presume.
Oh, he
Benito,
did.
You,
yeah,
are you
I did.
Ready?
I think I did it anyway, last
yeah,
night.
I know how that goes.
Okay. Benito,
let me know if I did it right.
I'll let you know if you did, right. Okay.
Benito, it's PNB_programming_committee@yahoogroups.com. Does
right.
that sound familiar?
He's got the invitation to that, and I will check
okay,
to see
okay.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't have the exact address, but.
Okay, hearing
well,
nothing
well,
further. Actually, we're way over time, so we'll just adjourn. And thank you
okay.
all for your
time. Okay, thanks, everybody, and thanks, George.
Sure.
Yeah, thank you. And, George, who's Hi. Doing the technical support? Is it Otis or John?
It's John.
John. Okay, thank you, John. Okay, thank you, George. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Nice.